Good morning.
Hello,
Claire.
My lovely. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Good,
you?
good. I'm very awesome. Thank you very much for asking. And thank you for having
That's
me
all
on.
Right. Now, EFT, as I said, I actually have acupuncture.
Yes.
I do it. I have it done once a month.
Beautiful.
Originally, it was for various specifics. Now it's much more of a as a relaxation, I suppose. And it's a weird thing if you think about sticking pins into people as being relaxation. But genuinely, it is. It's seriously relaxing. But how does it work without needles?
That's a great question. So EFT, for anyone who doesn't know, it stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques. And it's often referred to as tapping because it involves tapping with your fingers on specific acupressure points on your face and torso. So that's where people often link it into being a bit like acupuncture, but without needles, because you're still using acupressure points. And essentially what happens when you tap these acupressure points is you generate an electrical signal that travels to the stress response center of your brain. It's a part of the brain called the amygdala, and it essentially turns it off. So it's really, really effective at reducing things like stress and anxiety incredibly fast. And there's some great research out there around this as well. I mean, this is an evidence-based technique. And if anyone is interested in the sciencey side of stuff, I would absolutely recommend they check out a website by a lady called Dr. Peta Stapleton. That's P-E-T-A, because she's done some really good research on EFT and how it affects things like cortisol, which is one of the stress hormones, how it can help with food cravings. And it's been shown that about a 10 minutes of tapping can actually affect the level of adrenaline in your bloodstream. Mm. So really, really cool at sort of self-regulating your emotions.
Because when they put needles in, well, I mean, as far as acupuncture is concerned, they tap on the needles to get them in and then they twist them a little to get the muscle going.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the tapping on the skin is the equivalent to tapping on the needle.
Yeah, I mean, essentially what you're looking for is a stimulus.
Yeah.
So either that's with inserting the needle or it's with tapping with your fingers. It's some kind of mechanical stimulus that you're looking for.
Yeah. I'm thinking about this, is this an all-in-the-mind thing? Or is it actually... Well, the reason I say it is because, as I say, there is nothing physical actually entering the body, is there, with this? It's literally, it's tapping on the body.
Yeah, but
how does it work?
Giving, that's a great question. It's giving a somatic message to your brain. So essentially, when you go into a stress response, your brain kind of gets all riled up and thinks you're in danger. And by tapping on these acupressure points, you're actually sending it a calming signal. So you're kind of bamboozling your brain a little bit. Your brain is thinking you're in danger, you should be stressed, but you're tapping on these points that are telling your brain, actually, you know, we're fine. And that's what happens to, that's what helps to bring that stress response down. And there has been a really good research program on this, where they got a group of people and they kind of stressed them up a little bit, and then they measured the level of cortisol in their saliva, and they broke them into three groups. And one group received an hour of magazines to read. The second group received an hour of psychoeducation on stress, so pamphlets on what stress is and how to sort of combat it. And the third group received an hour of EFT. And at the end of the hour, they measured the level of cortisol in the saliva again. They found that the people had been reading magazines for an hour, their cortisol levels actually went up by 2%. The people who had had the psychoeducation on stress, they experienced the usual rate of decline in cortisol you'd expect once you've taken the stressor away, which is around 19%, 19. The group who'd had EFT, however, experienced a whopping 43% decrease in their cortisol levels. So that's really huge, because cortisol, you know, one of the many things that cortisol does, it actually lays down belly fat because it's trying to protect your internal organs from danger.
That's not a good thing, is it?
Come on. So if anyone's ever stressed,
otherwise known as a beer gut.
Yeah. Depends on your drink of choice, but yes, absolutely. But if anyone's ever stressed about being on a diet, one they can or can't eat, they're stressing, and so they're releasing cortisol, which is laying down belly fat, which is just becomes a little bit irritating after a while. But yeah, it's a really, really effective little technique.
Mm. I've got to ask this question. Why have I not heard of this before? Is this a relatively new practice in this country?
It's a closely guarded secret, Tony.
come on.
I can tell you, then I have to kill you. It actually started life as something called thought field therapy back in the 1980s.
All right.
By a chap called Dr. Roger Callahan out in California. And he was he worked with clients doing talk therapy, but he had a massive interest in Chinese medicine, specifically acupuncture.
Mm.
And so one day he was talking to one of his clients, a lady called Mary, and Mary had a massive phobia of water. And it was so bad, she couldn't even sit in a bathtub with like an inch of water in it. And the best he'd been able to do with the traditional talk therapy was get her sitting sort of near to his swimming pool, but she couldn't face it. She couldn't look at it. And then one day they were working together and Mary just happened to mention that when she spoke and thought about water, she got a knot in her stomach. And on a whim, Dr. Callahan was like, well, that's really interesting. And he just had her tap under her eye, which is the acupressure point for your stomach. And as she tapped that point, they continued to talk about her fear. Now, after a little while, Mary looked up, she said, oh my goodness, it's gone. And Dr. Callahan was like, well, what's gone? And expecting to say, you know, the knot in her stomach. And she said, the fear's gone. I can't feel that fear anymore. And with that, she went running out to a swimming pool and started splashing water on her face. And Dr. Callahan was blown away by this. And so he started using it with other clients as well. And he created this thing called thought field therapy, which was essentially, or is essentially, a different recipe of acupressure points to tap, dependent on what your issue is. So as you can imagine, Tony, it got really complicated really quick, because we're humans, we're pretty complicated, we've got quite a few issues going on. But it was super effective, and it was so effective he started teaching it as a technique to other people. And one of his first students was a chap called Gary Craig, who was a Stanford-based engineer who had just moved into the personal coaching sphere. And Gary could see very quickly just how effective this technique was, but also how incredibly complicated it was. And so with his engineering brain, he set about simplifying it. And Gary managed to boil it down to 9 major points, which we use in clinical EFT today. And he found that tapping those points worked just as well, if not better than, all the various different recipes of points that TFT used. And Gary called this EFT, and that was in the 90s. So it's been around for a little while. But, you know, I'm gonna fess up. You can probably gather by the fact it's called tapping. It looks really weird. You feel a bit silly doing it. So I think it puts a lot of people off. And the fact that it is so effective and yet super simple, I think a lot of people think nothing can be that simple and be effective. So for whatever reason, this, and it's amazing that the technique has just flown under the radar.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing with stuff that is not necessarily Western medicine. I mean, this is originally based on acupuncture. And I remember when acupuncture was still in a fairly novelty state.
Yes.
And people used to think, what? How on earth can sticking pins in somebody make you feel better? And of course, it's the difference between how East and West look at medicine and looking after the body.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you're talking about 9 points for EFT, and I'm guessing that they're all based on various points that would align with 9 points in acupuncture.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know masses about acupuncture. I've had acupuncture in the past, and you're right, it's really, really phenomenal. But the 9 points we use in EFT, the first one is called the karate chop point, and it's the outside fleshy edge of your hand where you would literally, yeah, karate.
Yeah, well, you see, you're starting off from an Eastern point of view, aren't you, when you say that?
Yes.
Karate chop. No, there is so much you could say to that which would ridicule it, but I'm not going to do that because this is actually a serious point.
This is not Cobra Kai. Yeah, so you start off with this karate chop point, and as you tap that point, and you can tap either hand, you can tap both hands together, these acupressure points that we're tapping are on meridian lines, and meridian lines run equally up and down both sides of your body. So essentially, if you're on a side point, you can tap either side, you can tap both sides together. But by starting off on this karate chop point, you say a statement, and we call this a setup statement. And essentially, you're saying, even though, and then you're stating whatever the negative emotion or limiting belief is that you're currently, you know, being challenged with. So to give a very broad and general example, even though I feel really stressed. Mm-hmm. And then you follow that up with a positive. I deeply and completely accept myself, which sounds utterly bonkers, because why on earth would you follow a negative with a positive? But I don't know if you've heard the term, what you resist persists. But it's true, the more you resist something, the more it kind of hangs around. So the purpose of this setup statement is to stop resisting it. Essentially, what you're saying to yourself is, do you know what? I do feel really bad. I am struggling with this, and that's okay. I'm human. I'm allowed to struggle. And you repeat that 3 times. And by doing that, you're giving your brain permission to feel a certain way. And so the resistance sort of eases, and it allows you to heal much easier. Once you've done that, you move into what we call a round. And the round starts with your eyebrow point, which is where your eyebrow begins at the top of your nose. Mm. Then you've got side eye, which is the outside corner of your eye on your bony eye socket. If you're tapping your temple, you've gone too far. You want to be on the bony eye socket. Then you've got under eye, which is again on the bony eye socket. Then you've got under nose, which is exactly where it says on the tin. Then you've got chin, which is the groove between your chin point and your lower lip. And then you've got collarbone point. So if you were to make a fist and tap where you'd find the knot of a tie, that kind of gets the collarbone points. The next one is underarm, so about 4 inches below your armpit where a woman's bra strap would be. And then finally, top of head, so essentially the crown of your head. And you just keep sort of going around in that order. It can actually be any order, but I get bamboozled very easily. So I find that if I start my eyebrow and end at the top of the head, I don't get lost. I don't forget where I am. And actually, the top of the head is one of the more major points, so I like to finish on the top of the head. And as you tap these points, you're kind of just chatting to yourself about what it is that's causing you to feel a certain way. You know, why you feel it, who's made you feel it, what you're worried about, what's upsetting you. And it's as if your best friend is in the room and you're just kind of venting, but tap through the points as you do so. So it sounds a bit, we do tend to hit the negatives very hard to begin with in EFT on these round points, which sounds a bit counterintuitive because people get worried that, oh my goodness, I'm tapping negativity in, which is a fair assumption. But what we're actually doing is we're bringing up the issue or the feeling so that you can let it go. As Louise Hay very famously once said, honey, to clean your house, you have to see the dirt. And that's what we're doing with using negative statements. Yeah. And that's not to say you can't do positive tapping, you know, tapping around going, I'm awesome, I'm beautiful, I'm wonderful. And you'll feel absolutely phenomenal. It'll really G you up. But, you know, it's the challenging emotions that we want to get to so that we can release them.
Yeah, I mean, this is more of a state of mind of approaching something, isn't it, rather than anything else? Because, I mean, a lot of Western medicine revolves around what exactly that, medicine, pills,
yes,
and injections,
yeah,
and all the rest of it. A lot of, yeah, Eastern medicine relies very much on what's in your mind and various different points around your body being manipulated. So, I mean, with this, there's now scientific evidence that this actually works, isn't there?
Yes, there's loads of great research on this. You know, by all means, you can Google EFT research and stuff like that. Like I say, a great place to start is Peter Stapleton's website. I had the honour of interviewing her a few years ago, and she's done some really interesting research on it. But yeah, I mean, essentially, I mean, I know you were asking earlier, is this just all in the mind kind of thing? And to a degree it is, but the body and mind are heavily connected. And I don't know if you've ever heard the saying, you know, your thoughts lead to your feelings, lead to your, yeah, actions, lead to your results, which is absolutely true. When you have certain thoughts, your brain releases chemicals, which is all your emotions are. They're just chemicals. Mm. So you think certain thoughts and you release certain emotions, which fuels certain actions and gives you certain results. But where do your thoughts come from?
Well, of course, the thing with all of this is that in the world that we live in at the moment, it's full of stresses and full of all sorts of different things that weren't necessarily an issue in years gone by. But the way things are, there's a lot more issues with mental health. There's a lot more issues with how you think and how you deal with some of the things that go on. So I'm guessing that, I suppose, for want of a better word, alternative therapies may well lead us to the answer.
Yeah, and I mean, it does make me chuckle, that word alternative, because it's only alternative because we've had the NHS for so long, and
sit comfortably with pills and potions.
Exactly,
does it?
Exactly. And you know, there's a place for all types of healing. There really is. You know, if my arm was hanging off, I wouldn't want to tap to try and replace it. I'd go to the hospital and get it sorted out. So there's a place for everything. But unfortunately, the healthcare at the moment tends to veer towards, it's actually sick care. It's veered towards sorting you out once you've become sick, whereas the more alternative stuff, if you like, is more geared towards keeping you well.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there, and quite frankly, I could sit and talk to you all day about this stuff because it's right, to be honest, it's right up my tree. As I said at the beginning of all of this, I actually have acupuncture once a month. I'm a real believer in all of this sort of thing, not from a point of view of, oh, I've got a sprained muscle or anything like that, although acupuncture can help for that. It's more in terms of keeping your mind on an even keel so that you can actually deal with everything else that goes on around you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, the human brain, or the human being, hasn't really evolved very much, but the world around us has evolved incredibly quickly. And it's the, like you were saying before, it's all these new external pressures that we're under. Everything's a lot faster. And yeah, a lot of people struggle with it these days. So something like EFT or anything that, you know, meditation, acupuncture, anything that helps people, I totally recommend they make a habit of it.
Yeah. Well, anybody wanting to know a little more about this can actually visit your website, which is ClaireTurnerEFT.com, isn't it? And there's a whole bunch of stuff on there. I'm looking at it myself at the moment and thinking, wow, I've got to give this a go at some point.
Well, you'll be thrilled to know, Teddy. I'm going to be a shameless plug. I am starting up a fortnightly live YouTube session called the Empower Hour. So if anyone wants to track me down on YouTube, again imaginatively entitled Claire Turner EFT, it's starting on Thursday the 3rd at 2 o'clock, so if anyone wants to rock up, please feel free.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. Thank you for talking with us this morning, Claire.
Pleasure,
it's been an education, really. I'm a little wiser as to what EFT is, and I'm actually a lot more zenned out, I think, now as well.
It's my calming laugh.
Claire Turner for now, thank you for talking to us.
Cheers, lovey. Take care.
Thank you.